Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to talk about WWE's ideal debut date for Cody Rhodes.
Chavo Guerrero compares AEW to WCW.
We have news of another big AEW contract extension.
And Scorpio Sky's TNT Championship win was apparently in the works for months. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And it's Friday, and this is the news.
You know what we do on Friday. Stick around until the end for the worst Twitter questions of all time. That's the point of Big Dumb Friday. Anyway, we're going to start things off by talking about Cody Rhodes, a refreshing topic.
Wow. But
an ever chaotic day in the Codyverse once again. Is it ever calm over
there?
Who the hell knows? But the latest report here comes from Dave Meltzer, talking about Cody, talking about WWE. You know the score by now. But apparently, WWE's ideal debut date, the show they had earmarked for Cody potentially showing up, this week's episode of Raw. Because it's in Jacksonville, Florida, obviously. It's AEW's home base. That's just a nice little... You know, it's a nice little jab they can take in this promotional war. I like jabs. I think they're funny. Not everyone does. Horses for goats, or whatever that phrase is. You're right.
No, I didn't see that one coming.
So Meltzer also notes that WWE wanted Cody on the WrestleMania card. Might be why Seth Rollins. He's speculating,
yeah.
But that might be why Seth Rollins is kind of fanning around, not doing anything. Now, they haven't come to terms on an agreement yet. They're still talking. However, if Cody doesn't show up on this week's episode of Raw, it might be an indication that a deal maybe isn't all that close. Not a huge surprise. I think Cody has all the power negotiating-wise here at the moment, because you know WWE would love to have him just because of his status in AEW and coming back. Like, that's the optics of that are potentially quite powerful for WWE. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the saga continues. It's a wild place with stories jumping out all over the place, out of bushes, jumping up trees, all of that stuff. That's how news works. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, no great surprise here. We've talked in the past few weeks, obviously, about talks fizzling out and hitting snags and what have you. But I think a lot of people, when he didn't immediately pop up in WWE, you know, in the week after, let's say, the whole AEW split was announced, I think a lot of people started joining the dots and was like, right, well, Jacksonville's what, like 3 weeks till WrestleMania or whatever it is. Seth's got now, and everyone else seems to have the major players at least have a route to WrestleMania, and I don't see them just chucking him in the Andre, for example.
No, that would be crap.
So, yeah, I think the general consensus, certainly in the What Culture office when we were discussing this, is effectively, if Cody does go to WWE, like you say, if it doesn't happen soon, maybe it's not going to happen, who knows. I still think the general consensus is he's going to go.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't show up on Raw this coming Monday in Jacksonville, I think I'd expect him post-WrestleMania, Raw or SmackDown afterwards, basically.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout indeed.
But we'll keep you posted on any and all developments.
Every day, I'm sure.
Yes, exactly. let's talk a little bit about Chavo Guerrero. Ooh, he's had some back and forth with AEW. Tony Khan in the media scrum post-Revolution, I believe, said he needs to give Chavo a call.
This is weird.
And Chavo made an appearance on the Wrestling Inc. Daily, and speaking with Nick Hausman, he talked a little bit about him being removed from the AEW roster, but then also compared AEW to WCW. This is stirring the pot. He said when he was there, it felt a little WCW-esque. A lot of wrestlers there, but they have a lot of shows, they have a lot of content to fill. Then they added a third show. They have the Dark Show. They have Rampage. I can't even name them. It's called Dark Elevation. There's a bunch of them. There's definitely spots for a lot of the guys, for sure. I felt that there were a lot of people there, but I didn't even want to analyze that. That was above my pay grade. Chavo sort of lending credence to the argument a lot of people seem to have on social media, which is a bloated AEW roster.
They got a lot of wrestlers.
This is going to get a lot of talk online, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you mentioned you summon the initials WCW alongside AEW. You're going to get people talking, like us, on YouTube today.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a weird situation for sure. Chavo had initially tweeted, of course, hey, Tony Khan told me I'd have a job when I came back from Young Rock. And then Tony Khan hopped on to the post-Revolution Scrum and said, oh, it was a week-to-week deal, and I did say, yeah, could use Chavo in the future. Sounds like some really crap communication's gone down at somewhere. Either that or someone is telling little porky pies. Either way, you can decide who the narrator you trust the most in this situation is. Chavo's not been around since September. Andrade's kind of moved on from that whole deal. Like, I don't think there will be much to benefit from putting them back together on TV or whatever. But yeah, that, I mean, that's my take on the matter. Don't know the whole story, so I'm not going to pass total judgment on it.
And the whole bloated roster thing, I think my personal opinion, and people will say I'm biased and what have you.
Oh, you're a pitch hill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For MLW.
Yeah, indeed. I think it's admirable that they haven't released anyone. They just effectively let people's deals expire, which means kind of both parties know where they stand. You can probably tell if they aren't going to re-up your deal months in advance, so you can start to make preparations for that. And as with their signings, I admit, yeah, absolutely, I think they've signed people maybe they shouldn't have. I think their roster is probably a little bit too big.
It's big.
But also, when Keith Lee and Adam Cole and people like that become available, you don't go, no, it's a one-in-one-out policy with that locker room now. It's a case-by-case basis. I feel like I have to say that every single week.
Could not agree more. Could not agree more. If somebody comes available that you think you can do good business with, you sign them.
Yeah.
You sign them, and then you think about the consequences.
I'm sure Tony Khan would hold his hands up and say, yeah, our roster's a little bit too big. But if Brock Lesnar left WWE tomorrow, you don't go,
oh, no, we signed Tony Nese. We can't have Brock Lesnar. Or, like, yeah, name anyone, basically.
Yeah.
It's not picking. I like Tony Nese, not to pick on him.
I like his tiny knees the best.
But he's, you know, obviously not a star on the Brock Lesnar level.
That's my summer workout plan.
Him and Swerve on Rampage could be really good.
Yeah, that's
They're
tonight,
both,
isn't
like,
it?
Really tremendous
Exactly,
wrestlers.
Yeah.
There we go. Matt Hardy. So, yeah, he signed a new contract. Extension.
Makes sense.
With AEW. Yeah, his brother just showed up. And guess what? Their contracts are now linked up. They're expiring at the same time. They're in line.
That's nice.
With one another. Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Because it helps them plan their futures together, if that's what they want to do in pro wrestling. So Fightful Select came through, reported on the matter, saying that the contracts have been matched up. Matt's been extended. Obviously, Jeff just came in on this week's episode of Dynamite. They're functioning as a tag team now. Hardy, Matt, that is, had spoken about this on Twitch, saying, I've extended my contract with AEW. I'm going to be there a little longer. They matched myself and Jeff up, which was very cool. We can still do outside appearances. So Matt and Jeff have like 7 indie dates or something like that. They've got a crazy amount of indie dates. They're doing the full Hardys thing. It's cool. They got the theme music. It's another run. They're a bit older now. Really interested in seeing how it pans out. I think it's going to be fun either way. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Jeff can do. I enjoyed his debut a lot. And he's still a star.
And he's a needle mover, judging by the YouTube views on his debut, for example.
Yeah.
Well, although the thumbnail does look like your old uncle dancing at a wedding.
Yeah.
Where he's frozen. but yeah, I want to see the Hardy Boys versus the Young Bucks. I want to see Jeff Hardy versus Darby Allin. But if you're thinking, I just want to know generally what to expect from Jeff Hardy in AEW. We did an entire video podcast about it yesterday, myself and the Daddy Boys. You can go and just listen to it if you want to listen to it while you're out and about, What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. Or check out the video on this channel now. But it makes a lot of sense. Congratulations. Nice to see the Hardy Boys getting their stuff sorted so we can go forward with both of them.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Other big news coming off the back of Dynamite, of course, was Scorpio Sky becoming TNT champion. Some people may have thought that this was a relatively sudden development for the TNT championship. That is not the case, according to Fightful Select. No crap. Just Sapp, Jean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select, reporting that basically this plan has been in the works for a long old while, planned as far back as late 2021, say Fightful Select. Now, obviously, in amongst that, you had Cody and the interim title, and then Cody leaving and blah, blah, blah. Apparently, that caused minimal disruption on the planned flow of the title. It was always planned. Miro's going to drop it to Sammy, and then Sammy's da-da-da-da-da. So they did a bit of interim stuff like they did. I still don't know why Sammy carried around two belts. It's not how interim titles work. Title unification is what his argument was, but that doesn't make any bloody sense. It doesn't matter. Scorpio Sky's got one title now. He's the TNT champion. And Andy Murray's been in the works for a while.
Yeah, it has. It has long-term storytelling, TM, hashtag, yes. whatever. It's just a plan coming to fruition, isn't it? When you have a situation like the chaotic Cody one, it's going to throw a spanner in the works. But yeah, there we go.
Congratulations to Scorpio Sky. I'm sure he celebrated with a beer, or maybe 10, because if he wanted to, he could get our beer. Look at that for a segue.
Hey, look at that.
From the brilliant guys at Top Rope
Doom. If he lived in the UK or Europe.
Yeah. Bollocks, I didn't think of that. But also, thanks to our friends at Top Rope Brewing. We talk about them all the time. We drink their beers on streams and what have you. And now, as you may have seen in another video that Adam Cleary did the other day with Phil Chambers, we've launched our own beer with Top Rope. It is a delicious 5.3% YPA.
Very nice. Very clever.
Do you know what it's called, Andy Murray?
I do know what it's called, Adam.
Clickbait thumbnail. See what we
take that in the comment section.
It comes in a big crate, especially for WrestleMania, along with 9 other delicious beers from Top Rope. They've just got an amazing wide selection on
Their beers are absolutely set, especially
amazing.
The dark ones.
Yeah, exactly.
And the IPAs and pills.
As Andy mentioned, UK shipping, possibly Europe too. More info as that develops. Go and check out toprowbrewing.com. You can pre-order them now, and you will get them in time for WrestleMania. toprowbrewing.com, £45 for 10 delicious beers. More than worth it, Andy.
Can't complain, can you?
Right, it's Friday. I've been looking forward to this all week.
Hey.
What have people been saying on social media that doesn't make me sad?
Right, so yeah, I've been doing this spread every single week. If you want to get in on the action, look for when I wake up. That's creepy.
It's earlier than expected. Yeah.
About midnight, 1 a.m. EST, I put up a thread saying, hey, send me your dumbest questions. That's what we do on a Friday now. Usually I get a big bag of bollocks and they're all really funny. So it's really difficult to pick three, but I've got a trio of just complete bollocks here. We're going to start off with one from some guy called Sidgwick, who asks the following.
Okay.
Who would win in a fight?
Hmm.
100 Bray Wyatts.
Ooh.
Or one Fiend.
Sorry, Adam Nicholas.
We're not sorry. It's the f***ing Fiend.
So much more work
say
with
it,
him.
Say it.
The flipping Fiend.
Oh, come on. PG Fiend.
Can I have one?
Yeah, go for it. I've had three.
The f***ing Fiend.
There you go. Who's winning? Who's winning that fight?
Bray Wyatt's not got a great record, has he?
The Fiend owns a monster truck as well.
Is the Fiend on a swing?
He's in his monster truck, which is on a swing. It's a swinging monster.
Swinging monster. I've got to go.
And it's burned. Chilled fingers.
Is there a box-like structure nearby?
Oh, Jesus.
That's the big question.
This question has far too much lore.
I'm going to go flipping Fiend.
I'm going to go with the Fiend as well.
I always, generally in life, I always go Fiend.
Yeah.
My life is...
If in doubt, Fiend.
WWFD. What would flipping Fiend do?
What would the flipping Fiend
do? What's two Fs? Yeah. WWFFD. What would flipping Fiend do? That's how I live my life. You should live yours.
I cannot see The Fiend losing a fight ever, unless the 100 Bray Wyatts also add monster trucks. This lore is too deep. Someone ask Malachi Black.
Yes, indeed. Is this for the £6,000 Fiend face belt?
Jesus.
Honestly, if you bought that, you need to have a word with yourself.
I haven't even thought about that one. Hey, you know, Bray Wyatt, he's doing an autograph signing this weekend. It's his first post-WWE appearance. So if you want to get your £6,000 belt signed, you can go meet The Fiend. Anyway, our next question today is also about The Fiend.
Oh, good.
It comes from David Strange.
Hi, David.
Shout-outs to David, who asks, if The Fiend and Luchasaurus had a baby, do you prefer leather or fabric sofas?
That took a turn, didn't it? That one.
It really did.
A 65 million year old fiend, yes, effectively, is what they'd be creating.
On a sofa.
Fabric. Leather sofas get too hot and too cold. Fabric, you know, maybe not be ideal all the time, but I used to have a flat that had a big glass window, and sometimes you couldn't lay on the sofa because it was scorching hot from the sun being on it. And sometimes in the winter, it's just, it holds cold, doesn't it?
Holds the cold.
Holds cold.
As someone who has recently upgraded from a leather to a fabric sofa, I totally agree. In the summer, it's just absolutely, if you're a sweaty boy like me.
Yeah, and you peel your, forgot about that.
A leather sofa would be a lot easier to clean after the birthing process of a 65 million year old fiend dinosaur than a fabric one.
Yeah. What would look better after it was burned by the fiend?
Oh, God. Alexa Bliss? I don't know. Right, the final question today, it's not about The Fiend.
Oh, thank goodness.
What's going on? Actually, I tallied these up and about a quarter of them were about The Fiend, which is, you know us too well.
It makes sense for our social media presence that a lot of stuff is Fiend related.
And there were a few mentions for the flat as well. So.
Oh, shout out the flat F.
It's the flat F Friday, you effing losers.
Boy, I can't wait till we get one of those in the office.
What, an alligator?
Yeah. Oh, boys.
Tuxedo Dan asks the following.
Great name.
I just want to live inside of a Twix bar and never have to deal with humanity again. It will be just me and the Twix. Is that okay with you?
It depends.
What can it depend on?
Which layer of the Twix is it?
I'm going to say the goo.
The goo, yeah. The goo. Goo's, that's fine then.
Yeah, I think so. You might get a cough if you're in the biscuit.
What's your strategy with Twixes?
I just, you know.
Just munch them.
Yeah, straight down. I'm not one of these peelers.
I had a period where I like would bite all the biscuit off, so then you've just got the caramel layer.
Oh, that sounds tricky though, because the biscuit.
Then I turn it sideways and sort of shove it straight on my ass.
Caramel won't have much structural integrity. How are you getting that up your ass? Just smash it into a ball. Yeah. And go, boop. Why?
Do you know what I'd like to live in? Chocolate wise. I mean, my initial answer actually was Curly Whirly. But Milky Way. I'd love to live in a Milky Way.
It'd be nice and comfortable, wouldn't it? Very soft.
We already live in a Milky Way, so.
Oh, Jesus! Right, we're going to wrap this up.
That's deep, man. I just need a second one.
Sometimes the Milky Way just doesn't love you back.
Milky Way, man.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Shout out to Sami Zayn. He's today's and finally. He's got Johnny Knoxville's number and he's pestering him and he subsequently got blocked. Imagine getting a text late at night from him. Calling him, texting him, and then sending photos, as you may have seen, of his little face. Going, that's right, Johnny. I'm coming for you at WrestleMania. I love Sami Zayn. He's so like, I'm just going to parrot your take here, but my God, has he worked out what he is in WWE. Yeah.
He's figured that company out better than almost anyone, apart from Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what he's doing. Comes on TV, plays his very entertaining character every week. Doesn't have to thrash his body.
Nope.
It's great stuff. Love Sami Zayn. Not as much as I love The Fiend, but...
Yes, it's close. It's a close second.
Or The Flat.
I would gladly get a late night text from Sami Zayn now if anyone wants to pass my number on to him.
Or The Fiend.
Or The Fiend. Imagine that. Ring, ring.
Right. Hello, Fiend here.
I'm sorry. The Fiend can't come to the phone right now.
No, Bray Wyatt might be working on a hall.
Do you reckon he does a comedy answer machine message where he's like, hello? Yes? No? You got through to The Fiend. Psych, I wasn't actually there. That's his noise. He says, leave a message after the beep.
Do you reckon it's like Kevin in The Office, when he gets Toby and Daryl to pretend they're women and go, hey, we're in bed with the fiend. Yeah, maybe he does that, except it's Bray Wyatt and Husky Harris doing the voices.
Brilliant. Right, let's know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to be previewing SmackDown and Rampage. And we've got Wrestle Culture with a hashtag Bloody Good Quiz coming your way a little bit later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
At Andy H. Murray. The H obviously stands for Husky Harris.
Indeed. And you can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. The A stands for, delicious beers from TopRopeBrewing.com. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to the Flipping Fiend. And we will see you soon.
Happy Flat F Friday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.